Hello, I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And I'm Sarah Bishop.
And this is Adventures in Wine Tasting, the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night is wine night until December 25th.
Come drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag.
It is December 6th. Already.
December 6th.
Gosh, it doesn't feel like it. Gosh, it feels like Thanksgiving was yesterday. Am I right?
I almost feel like Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
No. Obviously not.
Crazy.
Let's have some wine.
Crazy.
I want to...
Maybe pull it out?
Yeah, pull that sucker out.
Ooh,
what are we looking at?
Okay. Mendoza Night. It's a Bonarda.
A Bonarda, okay. And it's got a cute label with some dudes dancing on it.
I really like the label a lot. It's very,
all right.
Very cute.
Open this sucker up. This is an Argentinian, not Malbec, but an Argentinian Bonarda.
I've never had a Bonarda.
Have
you?
This is actually, after Malbec, this is the second largest produced varietal in Argentina, where they... We said Argentina, right? Yeah. Argentina, where they make a lot of red wine. I drink a lot of Argentinian Malbecs. They're very reliable.
I'm excited about this.
This is apparently... Okay, it's a Bonarda. Not the same thing as an Italian Bonarda, if you have had that.
I don't think I've ever had any Bonarda.
Well, I mean, that's a real boner... whatever. This is actually also known as a Douce Noir. It is a French varietal, but now produced mainly in Argentina. Tends to be very fruity, bit
very
acidic.
Dark.
Yeah, it's pouring out very dark. I am curious about this one. I've not had one. What is the year on it?
Smells nice.
The year? Does it have a year?
Let me see here. I'm working on it. 2022. Mm. 13% alcohol by volume.
Okay. Yeah.
It says Bonarda is the next big thing in Argentinian wine.
Yeah, that I read that as well when I Googled it.
Increasing, and Bonarda is on the rise.
Bonarda. Okay. Also, I guess also called Carbono or Corbeau, maybe? I don't know. So smells nice. Smells like I was expecting it to be real jammy and kind of cloying, but it's actually quite nice. It's not overly sweet, kind of dry actually.
Mm-hmm.
I would say
raisiny, almost chocolatey.
All spice,
yeah, for sure. I like that one.
A little bit floral, like kind of a lilac or violet
in
the
nose.
That's
good. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Any other initial thoughts, or do we want to break?
Let's break.
That's right.
Okay. Well, we're back. And I would say... You know, Malbec is tired and Bonarda is wired. I'm all about this. I like this wine. It's clean. It's fruity. It's relatively light. This is the kind of wine I think would be good with a slight chill on it. Even.
Yeah.
Not like cold, but like, you know, cool. It is... fruity, but not too sweet. It's not jammy. And there's some depth there.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of a leathery, grassy finish. I'd like to try one of these that was older, that had like some years on it, some oak. But I do quite enjoy this young version. Mm-hmm. You know, the last time I was in Paris, I did really kind of... I was struck by some of the casual, your brasserie lunch reds that are just kind of, you know, they're simple, clean, probably would have been a little lighter than this, but it takes me back. It reminds me of kind of that style, which I do feel like we need more of. So I'm going to give this 4 JBs. I like it.
Nice. I agree with much of what you have said, Jeremy. I mean, okay, Bernarda, I'm ready to put on my dancing shoes. Mendoza Nights delivers the darkness with a licorice-y flair that blurs the boundaries between blueberries and chocolate beans.
You're so right. There is a little licorice there, isn't there?
While still keeping things light. Light enough for me to have a toe-tapping good time. I'm giving this 4.5 JBs.
4.5. I don't really like half JBs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh,
I'm not trying to have a fight now.
I'm
but like,
so sorry.
That means the average is going to be 4.25.
Is it too much math?
I mean, it's a little too much math.
Is it too much math for you?
Too much math, not enough dancing. Story of my life.
So I think this comes in at 4.25 JB. I think this is our highest ranking wine so far.
I think it is. And I think well deserved.
Yeah, I want to try some more. Bernarda, yeah, Bernarda. I'm into it. Yeah, that's cool. I'm glad to learn about this.
I like it.
Me too.
Adventures in Wine Tasting is the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco and is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the World in 24 Wines Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The World in 24 Wines Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast.